Well, we're counting down to an unbelievable day of racing at Royal Randwick on Saturday. So many stars are back, and one of the biggest stars of all will be riding them, James McDonald, who joins me this morning. How are you, J-Mac?
Morning, Michael. How are you?
Very well, mate. Gee, must be such an exciting time for all of you boys with the good horses back and the literal jockeying for rides well and truly underway.
Yeah, for sure. It's always this time of year that makes it interesting. Everyone's trying to get on the best possible horses. And yeah, so it makes it an exciting time. But more importantly, the good horses are out in force, so that's the main thing.
Give us an insight into how difficult that is. Obviously, yourself and your manager, obviously you've got so many stables and predominantly Chris Waller has got so many good horses that you're trying to lock yourself into. It must be like a game of chess.
Yeah, it is a bit. I suppose you just don't know where they're going either, so you're trying to figure that out. And then, obviously, with the uncertainty of them getting to the race course due to injury or so forth, it's always looking for replacements as well, if that's the case. So it never ends, that's for sure.
Well, you've got a couple of guns on Saturday, and we're really intrigued to see this boom galloper from New Zealand, Tiako Shark, make his Aussie debut. You rode him yesterday. What feel did he give you?
Yeah, no, he's all right. He just cruises about his work. Nothing really favours the horse. He just goes about his business, and yeah, he felt okay. So he's going well at the moment.
I know Jamie Richards tries to keep a lid on things, but the boom and what we've been able to see him produce in New Zealand, and you know New Zealand form better than anyone, how good could he be?
Yeah, he looks pretty good. Like, his performances have been nice, but he hasn't beaten a hell of a lot, to be fair. And that box probably he has to tick, and he's taken on some really good performers in this tramway. So, look, he's going to have to be pretty good, and I hope the boom's right, because he's got some bigger targets than the one he faces on Saturday. So, he's obviously an exciting galloper to be.
Final field and barriers aren't out, but he seems to be the horse that needs to find his feet and come with a booming run. Is that how you envisage it on Saturday as well?
Yeah, I think so. No point changing it, and you don't need to change it for Randwick, a track like Randwick, so looks all good.
Are you locked in for the Epsom?
No, just one run at a time.
Okay. What about Nature Strip? Gee whiz, talk about the Everest. This Concord on Saturday's a mini Everest. Graf, Nature Strip, Pirata, Redzel, Sunlight, Zoo Style. And Nature Strip is arguably been tearing up the track on the trials. We haven't seen anything perform better. What type of feel has he given you?
Yeah, he's going really well at the moment. He's come back in a really good frame of mind. He's a little bit more relaxed, but just hasn't lost any of his enthusiasm or speed. But looking forward to his return, that's for sure.
He does look more tractable this time in. I know Chris and yourself have done a lot of work with him, but do you think he is more tractable this time in?
I think so, but in saying that, he's got to do it race day yet. So, albeit he can do it at track work and trials, but under race conditions is the teller. So hopefully he can.
So, again, would you like to see him with a sit or cover on Saturday?
Oh, it depends on the draws. It's a very hot race, and he needs to be there to win, because if they're thinking Everest, you want to be putting the field away like this.
Do you think he is an Everest horse?
I think he's going as good as any sprinter in the country at the moment, and you'll see the real Nature Strip on Saturday, for sure.
You might have a decision to make come Everest then. Where would your allegiances lie?
I don't know. Yeah, they'll just work it out as we go along.
Interesting, because Chris Waller's got both Enticing Star and obviously Arcadia Queen, and you rode Enticing Star in the trial earlier in the week, and she looks really good, and you've also been on the back of Arcadia Queen. Can you split them at this point in time?
No, they're both lovely mares, and they've got great presence about them. They've been trialling exceptionally well, and so there's not much between the two of them, but obviously one will be suited to the sprint distance, and the other one has performed extremely well over a bit further. So, but both will be in the Everest field up there. So looking forward to seeing how they perform.
Just on Probabil, another Kiwi, we get to see her back in action. Gee, she had such a boom on her as a 2-year-old. I don't know if you've been on her this time in, but what's the reports on how she's come back?
Yes, she's come up okay. She looks a bit wintry in the coat, as you would expect from coming from New Zealand, but she's only going to improve as the distance gets a bit longer. And but in saying that, if she gets good ground on Saturday, which she should, she'll perform really well. I'd expect her to be hitting the line at least. It's going to obviously be tough beating Libertini, who's got the record on the board and the performance to speak for itself after last time. But, yeah, she'll be fine.
That Libertini looked absolutely jaw-dropping. What's your thoughts on how good she could be?
Yeah, she looked pretty good. Obviously, she's only racing against her own three-year-old filly, but, yeah, she looks like it looks good.
And what do you make of Very Elegant, her return run, now that the dust has settled?
Oh, look, on face value and everyone out there, it looked pretty disappointing, but in saying that, her last 100 metres was really good. I'll be looking at her to perform a lot better as the distance get a bit longer, and I think she needs the jar out of the track. So there's a couple of factors there that probably when it worked against her, and we'll look for a bold showing next time.
This time of year, it's tough for the jockeys, the horses that you follow, whether you stay in Sydney, come to Melbourne. Have you penciled any Saturday Melbourne race days in the diary as yet?
No, we'll just work it out as we go along.
Yeah, well, let's get a winner today. You've got a good book at Kensington. Who's your best there?
Yeah, I like the book at Kensington. They all look really good chances, and really like the filly in the last, and obviously Promotions in the first looks a good chance. So hopefully we can at least book in with Hart.
That'd be nice. Promotions race one for James Cumming and Subpoenaed, who was, good Aussie debut. Was an eye-catcher at her first Aussie start. J-Mac, always great to catch up, mate. It's going to be a big couple of months for yourself. Good luck.
Thank you.